This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosey sitting in for Vinny, who I think is on the hotline right now. Is that him on hold?
That's correct.
Sure is.
Vincent, Daddy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's life with Edie Rose? Hello. We just expected you to be, you know, shot like a bullet out of a gun.
Well, I actually am up and into it, but I have to kind of be quiet. We've got a baby in the house now, so I'm off in Dusty's office, which I've never really sat behind her desk. I'm actually tripping. Weird to be in a part of the house I never go to.
Yeah, but, moved the desk in and then never went back.
So I'm home and I'm in Christina's office. And forgive me if I can't really project too much, but I'm trying to not wake up that child.
Don't you worry, Vinny. Your voice cuts right through. It's almost like this is your indoor voice that we're hearing for the first time.
It is my indoor voice. So you guys want to hear this story?
Yeah, tell us the story.
Okay, so here's the deal. Around midnight, two nights ago, Christina woke me up and said, "I think it's time." And of course, I was like, "You think? I'm going back to bed."
Oh, you're so.
So she was like, "No, it's time. I've actually been up for an hour, and I'm sure it's time." So we called her dad, who came and hung out with Isla, and we called her sister, who wanted to be part of the team, and they came over, and we went to the hospital. We had her at Sutter in Santa Cruz, and she wanted to do a natural childbirth. Did you do that?
No.
Oh. Why is that? Yikes.
That seems way too painful for me.
It's like it turns out that it is super crazy, and, you know, for many of you who don't know my girlfriend, she's actually very quiet, and in this instance, I've never heard her hit that volume. It was awesome. Like awesome, like the whole hospital awesome, like wow loud. So she did like a tub, and her sister was massaging her, and they did this little, you know, rollerball thing, And it seemed like, and I was working the music. I did the DJ thing.
Oh,
so
Vinny!
Awesome.
We had tunes going.
What were the tunes? Like a lot of Mary J. Or
so? No. Well, her mom's favorite album, I think, of all time is Maroon 5's first album.
Oh.
So this will give you a sort of a timeline.
All right.
So I put on Maroon 5. We listened to that whole album. She did the hot tub thing, and there was a little bit of massage happening. I think I hit Thelonious Monk next, which is jazz, like jazz, too much jazz. She went, no. So I turned that off. I put on Santana. We listened to some Santana. And the next thing I played was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we had a baby.
Oh, like it went. That's fast.
It went quick. Like, I mean, I guess it was quicker for me because I wasn't in pain, but,
yeah.
So we're sitting there, and she's laying on her side, and she's in pain, and all of a sudden, she almost throws up. Like, we have a little yak
kidney,
bag,
yeah,
and she
right.
wasn't feeling good, and she almost throws up, and that wretch shot the baby out.
Oh, what? Shot the baby out?
She goes, "Oh, my God, she's here." And everyone is sort of like...
Oh, her
frozen
body was
for
like
a second.
Out.
And then it goes from me, her sister, and the nurse to like 10 people in the room. The doctor comes running in, more people come in. There's like sort of this chaos moment. And I don't know if that's normal. Like, I actually had this sort of stand back and I thought, aren't we here to do this? Why is there chaos in this moment? It seems like that would be
right.
Everyone's sort of most graceful moment, but it was chaos and it was beautiful and crazy and I just sort of sat there. Well, actually, so this is pro tip, everyone.
All right.
If you're ever going to go through this, cut mom's nails because ow.
It is a pro tip.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or bring a third prosthetic arm because
for her to cling on to.
I was locked in and I couldn't even. There wasn't any way for me to like even move and help if they had asked me to because I guess I was the pain conduit or whatever.
She's
so
to make
anyway,
you suffer
that
for what
was
she's going through.
That was when the screams were happening, and then the next thing you know, like the doctor got there, she gets in there and she's like, the baby's here. And it was minutes before like a song was over and the baby was there. So that part was like super cool and smooth and fast. And I mean, I know that it's easy for me to say that cause I didn't have the baby, but in comparison to how many women have gone through long labor,
yeah.
Tons of pushing and like, honestly, try to throw up because that.
I was thinking as he's saying that, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you know how when you throw up, like your whole body just tenses, and sometimes you there's other exits, and you're just like, your body just twists itself up. I'm not surprised to hear that really moved it along. So what, the head popped out when that happened?
I did, like I said, and that's exactly what I was getting at. So she had my arm, and I was up by her head, and she was locked onto me in a way that I couldn't have possibly gotten around. So this
you
was
have to
weird.
Chew off your own arm.
When she retched, she was laying on her side.
Uh-huh.
So she delivered that baby practically on her hip.
Wow!
Like they didn't even try to kick her out underneath and get her on her back because it was that quick.
Holy cow. So then when the baby came out, she's pink and screaming. Like, what was her Apgar score?
Oh, I don't know any of that stuff. But so the baby was good, and that was a huge relief. Like, they were like, baby was on mom's tummy. I'm telling you, it was so weird because the Red Hots kicked on because that was sort of my job with my left hand.
So music-centric.
And so I got that on, and then like a couple minutes later, the baby was on her chest.
Mm.
So, I mean, that part went really fast. The problem, so then we had a problem, and that's, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and that's, we still got really lucky, and everything ended well. But apparently, the placenta is normally supposed to be like this, I mean, they call it an afterbirth, right?
Yep.
So it's another, you know, you're not done when you think you're done. You still have to get that thing out, and there was some pulling and some jiggling and some pulling, and then
it's supposed
there was
to let
like
go
a,
and get delivered, and so it didn't let go.
It didn't let go, and then the cord broke off.
Mm. Oh,
so the placenta was still in mom, and that's when things got kind of gnarly. And I'll spare you. That's when I sort of was able to see stuff that, like, it was troubling to see. So. And I'm not talking about her woman area. I'm talking about, like, sort of there was, on the beds, there was blood, and it was sort of stressful, and I was worried, very worried. And I swear, in, like, again, with the quickness, the whole room emptied, including Ma and the bed, and they were in the OR in, like, a finger snap.
Right.
And the weird part,
they're prepared for everything. That's so, they're just ready. It makes you feel really good about it.
Yeah, well, so I'm not sure, though. So this is, the weird part is everyone splits. I feel like it's a room full of 10 people, and then it's a room, like, that empties out. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there with sister alone. And I'm like, I don't.
They just know left
if
you
this
with
the
baby.
Way that was supposed to. Shouldn't someone look at her?
I'm the DJ.
Yeah. Yeah. It was super weird that I'm sitting there. Anyway, I sat there for like almost 2 hours by myself, waiting, just kind of going.
Holding
I don't
the baby.
Get it. No one's come to check on her, and she seems fine. I mean, there was no. I guess they can sort of. They sort of one-eye that real fast, huh?
I guess so. Usually there's a whole team that's on the baby. They immediately weigh it. They give it this little vitamin K shot or something. They put the little arm thing.
Is it hungry immediately, too?
I don't know.
So they from what I hear after the fact, I guess this place that we, Sutter, which they were excellent, so don't take anything I'm saying the wrong way, but I guess it's kind of hippie-ish, and they're all about... you know, skin to skin, and they try really hard. Like, they didn't even clean the baby. And it wasn't because they forgot. They're like, no, we don't want any of mom scent to be off her. And so, like, the picture I posted after the fact, I looked at it, and I'm all, oh, she's got, like, mom... She's got, like...
she's gunky.
Anyway, she's filthy. Yeah, but, I mean, that's the way they do it. So, anyway, that... And I don't know that she's really had a full cleaning yet.
Well, it might be time to get on that today, Vin.
I think today is the day, for sure. But So we did bust out early. So we got home last night, or late yesterday. And it was a long night. You know, the baby wanted to eat seemed like every hour.
And is she successfully breastfeeding so far?
So far, I got to find some wood.
Yeah, I just knocked some for you.
Fake
knock your head.
IKEA crap around me.
Do your head.
Sorry, IKEA. You're the best, but.
That's wood product.
Yes, it's totally big. They actually helped her get latched, like, in the hospital as soon as she was. This is not funny, but definitely. So mom did the whole birth without any drugs, and it was, you know, like this goal of hers, and she did it, and she was so stoked. And then they run her to the OR and fill her full of drugs.
Right.
So she ended up coming back to the room and was pretty loopy and was asking where she was and where's the baby and who are you. And so anyway, that didn't end up really...
You know what, though? She got through most of it, and the baby was delivered without drugs. And, like, you do what you got to do to make everything right afterward. That does suck. I feel her pain on that. You went through that, and then you wind up getting doped up. That sucks.
Yeah, well, so she's good. She's super healthy. They didn't even have to, there were no snips, no stitches. So she's super happy about that. And I think she's already on the mend, and the baby's healthy. There was they said that she's got a little hip thing. I guess I was out getting some food for everybody, and the doc had already come through and seen the baby and said there's a little bit of I don't know if it's like a hip. I don't want to say dysplasia. That sounds weird. But they say it happens in a lot of girls. Girls more than boys, and that she might have to wear a little brace here in her first couple months to make sure that the tendons all develop properly.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know what that's all about, but
how much?
But yeah, it was super cool, and I liked this one better. I don't mean I like the kid better, but it was a really cool experience. And as people were coming around me after we sort of got done and the baby was on mom's tummy and it was before they swept her away, the people started going, you know, congratulations, Dad. And I just had this moment where I was like tearing up, just going, oh, my God, this is so powerful. So it was super cool and intense. And
did you cut the cord?
I did cut the cord, yes. I don't know what it is about that everyone wants Dad to do that, but yes, they came for me.
How much did she weigh?
6.13.
Oh, she's a sweet little baby.
She's super tiny, and she was smaller than her sister, so, and I thought her sister was small, so.
How much did Isla weigh?
Like 7-something.
Oh. And then the name, Edie, I remember you mentioned that a couple weeks ago. I love that name. And then why Rose?
So the names that have been on my list have been on my list since the first child. And although Ripley was at the top,
yeah.
And mom actually, to mom's credit, she was like, I like Ripley. Do it. I'm not bummed about Ripley. You can do it. I'm not.
Oh, she gave you the green light for Ripley.
She gave me the green light for Ripley, and I'm the one that balked at it.
Oh, Vinny, you're such a grown-up.
Because here's the thing, and everybody knows this. As soon as you start talking to people, you get all this prejudice opinion about what the name is and what you're doing to that child and how could you. And so all those things are sort of going through my head, and I'm like, you know what? I love the name Ripley. For me, it was going to be cool, but I also loved Edie and Hope and all these other names that we had on our list. I loved Cecilia, and I think little Cece would have been really cute.
Yes.
So I had all these names, and actually in the end, it was like my number two and better and more realistic choice was Edie. And when I said it to Mom, she's like, that's done. We're going with it.
Aw. She was like, phew, it's not Ripley. Edie sounds great. Done. Write it down. Someone write that down. Type that onto the birth certificate right now.
You are so right. I am 1,000% that you're nailing that for sure. That she was like, anything but that, so let's lock it in.
Right.
And that was, you know, so there I was with my little notepad and I'm writing combinations. And I just really liked the name Rose, and I knew a kid when I was in elementary school named Rose who was cool, and it wasn't like a little girlfriend or anything, but I always thought the name was cool. So that's it. Edie Rose happened.
Edie Rose. Oh, so exciting. Thank you for sharing the story. That's a great story.
So, yeah, that's all of it. And we busted her out yesterday, and we're back home now, and everyone's on the mend. And I think the number one goal is to have daughter number one feel comfortable and cool. And
oh, yeah, give us a quick update on that. What's Isla's thought process on this?
She's cool. She's been super happy and into it and trying to help. And, you know, I think there was a moment where we had to leave the hospital, and there were a lot of tears, a lot of tears. Like, she's like, I don't want to leave Mom there. We've got to go get back and get her. I miss my mommy. And I'm driving, and I'm just like, inside, I'm just crying like, oh, man, how am I supposed to handle all this? It's too much at once, but it's good. She got over it, and she came around, and we're just, you know, that's just minute-by-minute stuff. We'll just try to keep her feeling confident and stoked that she's not being
usurped.
Yeah, that her attention is still, our focus is still on her, too. And, you know, I mean, I've told you before, I make a lot of mistakes just being super, I don't know if it's brusque or short or straightforward, but, you know, every now and then I'll look up and she'll have a tear in her eye. You hurt my feelings. And I just don't even see that coming. So I'm going to just try and be super delicate and hopefully help her through this and not be a boy about it.
Well, you just sound like such a grown-up, Vinny. Congratulations to you on your second beautiful daughter. I can't wait to watch her grow up, too. And I know you're tired and you have a zillion things going on.
Well, let me just say a couple things and then I'll let you guys bounce out. Yeah. So I just want to thank you guys for supporting me and helping me out.
Of course. That's what we do.
And I want to thank everybody on Instagram and Facebook for the likes and the mentions. We've
my God. Did you see how many likes?
So many.
We're so psyched.
It's actually overwhelming, and we're just so grateful and stoked. So, you know, I may not be writing back to everyone, but we've definitely thumbed through all that, and it's a really cool thing to be part of this family and this group, and we're just so grateful.
Hey, 707 says, I love birth stories. Sounds beautiful. And Mama is a rock star.
Yeah.
So thank you guys and have a good morning. And I'll catch up with you soon. I miss you a lot, but I'll be back there ASAP.
Well, have fun
love
with
you,
your
Vinny.
Family, Vinny. Love you.
Love you guys.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Aww.
That was really cool.
That was really cool.
I know.
There was a lot there.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he said he was pretty worried for a second there when I talked to him the other day.
And it's helpful to know all that stuff, you know? Yeah. To know these scenarios and what, because something always happens.
Always.
it seems it's like. I mean, right, no. I've done it twice, but it's never like.
But they're so prepared. Like, actually, yeah. I mean, God, modern medicine, you know, thanks to all the nurses and the doctors and the people who are just ready to go when something goes not according to plan. I don't want to say wrong, because you never know what's going to happen in a birth or in any scenario.
A challenge these people could come up anytime.
Ready to go, and their number one priority is keeping everybody okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great story.
And the part about, you know, the doctors abandoning him, right, with the baby, so much of your reading, because the doctors, I don't think they're always super forthright with they're trying to keep you calm, right?
Right.
So they're not always, like, telling you everything. Like, these are the possible scenarios. This is what's happening. They kind of, like, so you're reading them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, where are they? Which one am I getting? And what are they saying? So you're doing this, like, this game in your head, and to be abandoned there must have been really sort of a little bit eerie.
That was pretty serious. Like, I'm alone with my daughter now. I guess I'll sing her a song. That's crazy. But that speaks to how serious what happened was. That room emptied. They took her to the OR and left the dad and the baby sitting there. Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, even her sister must have been gone at that point. That was great. Vinny, cool. Vinny, congratulations. Woo! Dusty, you are a rock star. It's so funny to hear that she was screaming. That girl is quiet.
Yeah.
Like, quiet. You have to lean in to hear what she's saying, to think that she's screaming like a lion. I like it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after these.
Radio.com.
There you go. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks for calling in, Vinny. Great story. We've been buzzing about it the whole break.
If you go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram, we posted a picture of Vinny and his new baby.
Oh. Well, his other one, what is it at? Like 13,000 likes or some crazy thing?
Some crazy amount. That's great.
He posted up a picture of the new baby, Edie. I want to say he posted it Sunday, and by yesterday morning, it was over 12,000 likes. Incredible. That's our biggest picture that we've ever put up.
Oh, totally. Well, Bryn's baby's picture was the highest one until Edie came along.
Second place,
Diamond.
All right.
First place within your heart, though.
Yeah,
that
right
little baby. That. Once in a while, he'll show me videos. He doesn't like to overwhelm his friends with the stuff, but that baby was cute. Show him the one with the little feet and stuff. Hey, so Johnny Mosley is sitting in with us for a couple days this week, helping us out while Vinny is off on paternity leave. And thanks for all the texts everybody's been saying. You said we have a ton of them, huh?
Oh, my. I mean, it's a book in it during that segment. So we'll go through all of them and just, you know, guys, women, guys, girls, just tearing up, some pregnant, like, just good stuff for everybody to listen to.
It's a feel-good show.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
The Radio Alice Report.
No, wait, we have one more thing to do.
Actually, I'm not going to.
Oh, we do have a contest
here. This is a little bit. Oh.
Stand by,
sorry,
Johnny.
Hold on. We'll get to the bad news in a second.
Yeah.
Right now, call number 97 instantly. Sorry. I take it all back.
Thank you.
Right now, call number 9, 800-400-3697, wins a pair of tickets to see Lindsey Stirling and Evanescence live in concert with full orchestra on September 5th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, and we have a pair for call number 9, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
Well, this is sad news out of Iowa City, Iowa, but it is a bit of, I guess, closure. Do you remember the search for Molly Tibbetts, the University of Iowa student? She's been missing for more than a month. Mm-hmm. 20 years old. She was last seen July 18th jogging in her hometown of Brooklyn in Central Iowa. The vice president of Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa says a body found Tuesday is believed to be Tibbetts. No information has been released about where the body was found. So. Mm. Sad news, every parent's worst nightmare.
I think there's a press conference coming up soon this morning.
All right.
Okay.
Now to a little bit lighter news.
Okay.
With not quite a happy ending, and something we'll probably be following, but you probably heard by now about the woman who fell off the back of the cruise ship.
So I heard about this, but I don't know what you guys were saying, that she was in the water for hours.
What happened?
Well, that's, you know, what we're trying to find out.
Yeah. Well, Johnny, what's the latest?
It was late at night.
Uh-huh. Cub reporter Johnny Mosley.
She was believed to be on the back deck. They were off the Croatian coast somewhere in the Adriatic.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So probably a lovely evening night.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up in the water, and they had to rescue her. 13 hours later, she treaded water for.
Wait, so they didn't realize she'd fallen off the deck until...
That information, I don't know either. Yeah, I'm guessing they... How do they... They must have... They must have checkpoints. Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
Like, you? They must have not found her room. She must have had family with her. Or... there's some uncorroborated reports that she was having an argument with her partner and had been, you know, drinking involved. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make sense either, because then it wouldn't take 13 hours. You know, you'd think the partner would go and tell the captain.
Well, maybe they were in a fight and she was like, God damn, I'm going to go walk around the
stormed
boat.
Stormed off.
Right, she storms off, so it's not until much later that he realizes.
I can't find her.
Right. Mm-hmm. And depending on, so did the boat itself go back, or did they send rescue workers? Did they turn the crews around for this?
I don't believe so. I believe it was a Croatian Coast Guard rescue mission.
Wow.
So
we think the partner threw her off the boat, right?
No, or the other
pushed her real good.
We know how you feel about pushing people, Sarah.
Well, you know, if there's no one watching.
There is speculation that she may have jumped, but that's been denied by her family. Yeah. And why would she do that into warm water? That doesn't seem to add up.
Right. Although if she's
I was wondering if there was a malfunction on the ship and they've, you know, like the railing broke or something like that.
Mm. Oh.
And they have made a deal with her to, you know, to just take it easy. We'll take care of you.
We'll give you another cruise.
Because information on how she fell off. Why doesn't she just say it?
Right. She was the one who fell off. She could say.
I was hammered. I was doing my Leo DiCaprio or Kate Winslet.
Right. Off the back of the boat, I was that drunk.
With my not husband. And the dude let me go. And they didn't even tell anyone.
Right. For 13 hours.
That's just an amazing survival story.
It is actually. Mm-hmm. Well, so you're saying the water there's actually pretty warm?
75 degrees is what I read.
So you're not going to get hypothermia in that.
No.
But still, if you're drunk and you fall in the water, like that's actually pretty amazing.
Hit your head.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a long time to be out there.
It is.
I mean, you start to, I don't know, are there sharks in that? I mean,
in Croatia area, I don't know, the shows that I see, people
like
jump into that ocean
sharks.
All the time.
Right, right. That's like kind of the Mamma Mia water, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Ish. Well, it's right off the Mediterranean, right? So it's right in that in that area. So if you're in 75 degree water, I think that's too warm for sharks. I thought sharks needed cold water, but you know, I don't really know.
Yeah,
I
don't think the man eaters are down there.
It's just about staying afloat.
Right.
Like, were they so far from shore that she couldn't swim to shore? Did she just say, I don't want to get tired, I'm just going to float here? Maybe the waves. It sounds like it was perfect conditions to be in the water for 13 hours.
It was, and something's worth following because
there's
more disputes about the story, and I think like something about her. Family has come out to say stuff that she's denying. Like, there's something's not being told.
Yeah. Something smells fishy in the Adriatic
Sea. If it doesn't make sense, it's not true.
That's correct. I like that.
We'll keep an eye on this, Johnny.
We want some updates.
We'll be updating you shortly. As news breaks, we'll be right here for you.
To break it more. If it's not broken, we'll break it.
Exactly. Oh, and so let's... Dang it!
Next story, Johnny.
All right,
I did it. That was great.
Here
okay.
we go.
Now
killed
keep it.
It
going. For me. For me.
Well, I will mention. I will go to the text line right now because it was a little funny because I just quoted. You know, I'm using. This guy says, you know, you really used an Arby's commercial to state your. For your pronunciation help. And so that's where that's how credible my news.
Hey man, you
got to
assume that Arby's got it right. Did anyone tell us how to really pronounce
it? I think the way you said it, Sarah, most people were saying that was correct.
Gyro?
Yeah.
Well, I've only just ever heard that, cuz one time when I was little I was like, "Oh, I like those gyros," and someone just, you know how people
school
just,
do.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the word too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let me explain to you why you're stupid. Yeah. Okay, please. Please do. I can't wait to hear it.
All right. More amazing news.
Amazing news.
Have you heard about this necking game that's
no.
happening? This is California.
You were telling me
story.
About this morning. Like, this seems so stupid.
Yeah, it's a resurfacing, apparently, of this necking game.
Necking. And this isn't necking the way they used to do it in the 50s.
Why do you think I read it?
The
I
good
was
necking.
Like, yeah, the good necking, which is weird. I think it comes from giraffes, right? They do that. They neck. They rub their necks. Have you ever seen that at the zoo? That's how they
show affection for each other.
I think. I don't know. Because it never made sense, right? Necking, where you're kissing, right? I think it comes from giraffes doing that. They neck. They neck.
I had no idea. Yeah. It's just one of those terms that they used to use on Happy Days that I just accepted, you know? Just like, sit on it.
Blueberry hail to go neck.
So right. I'm reading the story thinking it's about, you know.
Making out.
I'm like, let's figure it out. I got a 10-year-old. He's getting there. Let's do this.
Sure.
Anyway, apparently it's when you walk up behind someone.
Look at the picture of the giraffe's necking.
Yeah. Actually, I think I have you guys to thank for that knowledge. I think I was on this show and someone called and invited me to the zoo and I got like a Oakland Zoo backstage tour with my kids. It was really cool.
Oh, and that's where you learned about necking.
I think so, yeah. They were doing it there. They were doing it. They were necking.
All right, so go ahead. So.
But it's this trend where you walk up behind a kid and you slap him in the back of the neck. And then just walk away.
Any kid? Does it have to be a boy?
If the girl has long hair, you still smack on the back of the head? It looked like mostly boys in the video.
But it's the neck, not the back of the head.
Yeah, smack on the neck.
Yeah. Is there some result of this that's particularly painful?
Well, that's what's funny about this story is I'm looking at this and I saw the videos and it's kind of like you walk up behind someone, you slap them in the back of the neck and it's kind of funny. You do it to your buddies when they're not looking but it's a serious, you know, in today's...
You're not supposed to touch anyone.
No, and there's a woman and a mom on TV and the son's, you know, it could hurt their neck and it's bad for their spinal cord. And I didn't know this was going on at my school. And the principal put out, let's put a stop to this.
We're so concerned.
So we're so concerned. Mm. And it's just like Tuesday in my household. I mean, I swear they just, that's how kids...
That's
operate.
Right. They're always trying to get one up on the other kid and get away with something.
Every time I turn around, my kid asks me, "Do you want a 5-star?"
What's a 5-star?
Like, exactly. And then they slap you on the back. It's a 5-star.
Oh, because then you lose a handprint. So you said yes to that once.
Yeah, exactly. But that just seems like the type of antics that's happening in school right now. So that's a non-story story.
A non-story story. I like those.
With school starting, though, it's important to
let parents know. It could be a bullying
thing.
Absolutely. And that's why you got to know the context.
Mm-hmm,
like, if it's your buddy, that's one thing. And you're going back and forth.
Necks are delicate. You would know.
Yeah, that's true.
You broke your neck once.
Or, you know, you could hit your head. Lots of things can happen.
That was part of the concern.
That someone would slap them down, then hit their head on the... Right. Let's not hit each other.
I think is the moral of this story.
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're going to hit, just sign up for boxing or... They probably don't have
well, that could
schools,
be part of that. You know, they don't. I mean, that used to be a thing. So
right, there was an outlet.
There. Everybody wants to, there's a need for boys to physically
touch each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Boys, they buddy up.
Wrestle.
Smack each other's butts. Uh-huh. Oh, man, the grappling. It's so funny.
Anyway, now you know what necking is.
Okay, now I know. So if
the
I hear about
game.
This.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't play. So tell your kids, don't play the necking game. It's not allowed.
That's right. No necking.
As soon as you
out.
Tell your
and
kids.
And you have to explain to them the difference between the two types of necking.
And then you can show
one's
them
okay, one's not.
Of giraffes.
415 says a slap on the neck gives you headaches.
Oh.
That could be another thing. If something's wrong with some kid already.
Yeah.
Gives you headaches. Well, you can't be slapping people around that you don't know.
Yeah, don't hit anybody.
Yeah.
Let's not do it.
Yeah.
It's hard, though, when a parent tells a kid not to do something, it's the first thing they're going to do. And most of them probably didn't even know about this, and now they'll be like, oh, now I know, and I have to try it out.
Mm.
So be warned, parents. There is no right move for you here.
It just reminds me, when I was a kid, my dad used to slap us on the head with a brush.
Oh.
Or, you know, a shoe, whatever was close by.
Crack you in the head?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
you poor kids.
I got hit in the head with a shoe a bunch of times.
See?
A bunch.
By who?
My mom.
I feel like it's a cultural thing. Bryn, did you ever have that?
Sure, yeah.
That's good parenting, by the way. That's good parenting.
Oh. Grab me by my ears and pull me into the other room.
I get like a light cuff in the head with a hand, but it was always my ass. Like my mom with a spatula or the belt or the hand.
Mm-hmm.
I was a terrible teen. I got slapped across the face a few times.
What'd you
do? Yeah.
Just said the wrong thing.
You call your mom a bitch?
I was horrible. I was a horrible little girl.
Sounds horrible. What'd you do exactly?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you
You'll have to ask my mother.
Your call mom and your right dad now. Would slap you or just...
No, my dad would spank me when I was little because mm-hmm. my mom would be like, go spank her or whatever. Turned out years later, because the three of us kids, we'd all be in trouble or whatever. And it turns out they never spanked my sister. They'd go in there and my dad would hit the belt on his hand and tell my sister to cry. And she would like, aah! And late, it was much later. She goes, remember when dad used to come in and like tell you you had to cry so you guys would think you're getting, the other kids would think you're getting. Uh-huh. We're like, no, we don't. We remember getting spanked. That's what we remember.
Tina's his favorite.
No doubt. Freaking baby.
All right.
Back to you, Johnny.
In other news here, this is interesting. Believe it or not, you can change someone's mind on social media.
Oh.
According to a new survey, 14% of Americans say they've changed one of their political or social views in the past year because of a post they saw. So, keep on ranting, it says.
I don't know if we should be giving people hope on that. I mean, it's really just fodder for arguments. But I suppose, I mean, it's nice to know that people are open-minded enough to read what someone else has to say and to really listen to it.
Yeah.
And hear it.
Yeah, younger people are more likely to change, too. 23% of people under 30 have changed an opinion because of social media versus about 13% of people between 30 and 65 and 6% of people over
65. You're cemented in.
Well, I can't think of anything specific, but certainly when I've read some posts, I go, oh, I didn't think about it that way. Yeah. Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes you really think you have a handle on something and someone says, yeah, but what about? And then you're like, oh, what about that?
Right.
That's actually
true. So it makes a little sense.
It does.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So just keep on ranting.
Yeah. Great. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't quit Facebook. I still have a Facebook. But man, do I feel like there's nothing for me on there anymore, you know? Once in a while, I go on and look at the message, and then there's like too many of them. I'm like, I just can't do it. I don't have time for this. I'll meet you on Instagram. all right, so you said we got a ton of texts, huh?
They're positive texts, obviously.
Great.
People loving to hear Vinny's story.
Oh, that was great.
Some other texts we can get into following up on. The alligator, for example, alligator's mouth.
Oh my God, I need to know that.
Okay.
All right, so we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and listen to the texts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.